The Supreme Court hearing the application by the NDC to join in the MPP petition against John Mahama and the EC today adjourned indefinitely. The NPP petitioned the court challenging the results of the 2012 presidential elections. We are joined in the studio by Gloria Anderson, who was at the court. Gloria, you're welcome.
Thank you, Ibrahim.
So tell us, what was the apparent issue raised with the composition of the Supreme Court?
Immediately the session started, the MPP raised an issue that they want to see the panel members in chamber. They didn't give any reason why they wanted to see the panel members in chamber. So counsel for the NDC, that's Chachu Chikata, he also raised the point that it's not necessary for them to be granted the request because it's a public hearing, and so if you have anything to say, it has to be heard in public so that everybody will know what you have to say. Both the counsel for John Mahama also raised the same issue, but the counsel for the Electoral Commission, that's James Kwashi, said he thought that the NPP should be granted their request so that they will see what they want. But after some little deliberations, they went to see the panel members in chamber, and after they came back, the presiding judge, who is William Atuguba, told us that an issue has been raised. They can only tell us that it has to do with the composition of the panel. They didn't provide any details as to what it was. But after some interviews later, we realized that it has to do with William Atuguba, who is the presiding judge of the hearing. And so Gloria Akufo said she didn't want to, who is the lead counsel for the MPP, they didn't want to give details as to what they said to the panel members. But this is what she said.
We came to court for the first time on the matter, challenging the election of the president. We took a preliminary objection in respect of the composition of the Supreme Court panel. And the nature of the objection is such that we thought that it would be more prudent and expedient to raise it in camera in the presence of the opposing counsel. Having done so, the court took the position that a formal application ought to be brought for the consideration of the Supreme Court. So we will come back with that. I will not disclose the nature of it until the application is ready and has been filed. Because we have been sensitive. There has been talk about the breaking down of this country. That is not our intention. Indeed, it is for the purpose of strengthening our democracy. That is why we thought we should adopt the procedure. That is to say, to be heard in camera. It is for the stability of this country, for the security of this country. It is to maintain the integrity and respect of the judiciary. But if the court says so, they are the final arbiters. If they think that, having disclosed the nature of our objection, we should still bring it formally, we will respect the court's decision.
Nana Tudazi spoke for the NDC, and he said that they will wait for the formal motion to be filed by the NPP to see what their concerns are, and then they would also raise their issue as to the concerns that they have raised.
Basically, to an objection that they have to the composition of the 9-member Supreme Court as currently constituted. We do not know exactly who or what, but we do know that this morning on OKFM and other stations, there were objections, or the information came out that they had some objection to Mr. Justice Atuguba. It was on radio before we got into court. And the objection is that it should be on the panel, or it should be off the panel. Reasons they gave on the radio and that we hear is apparently that his cousin has been appointed executive secretary to the president. That's Raymond, Dr. Raymond Atuguba. Of course, we don't understand this. At the appropriate time, we want to know more about why object to that. Everybody there has been appointed by the president, so why this objection? So the petitioners should put their statement, their objection, in formal terms, so that we all know the grounds for their objection, and that will also create an opportunity for the other side, that's us, to also respond appropriately. In any case, the court came back.
That's Nana Atudazi. He was speaking for the NDC. And before the panel judge gave his statement, he made some statement. He said that Ghana has a strong democracy, and he thought that the democracy is breaking down because our principles are breaking down. For us sitting there, we didn't know what was happening, but I thought that he knew the issues that the MPP were going to raise before he even allowed them to go into the chamber.
Right, before you proceed, this may be a bit above you, but you were on the ground. Why would the MPP insist on knowing the composition of the panel? Did they suspect that Mr. Justice Atubuga may have been, on the panel, something like that?
I'm sure they would have known that he was going to be on the panel. I'm sure. I can't say. They are not even giving answers readily. That's the council members. But if you talk to some party officials, they will tell you that he is.
And do you suspect a long hearing, looking at the nature of the, argument, sort of?
I'm not a lawyer, Ibrahim, but I think so, because we have to listen to the application filed by the NDC before we can go into the real case brought by the MPP.
Right, I would want to thank you very much for that.
Meanwhile, there was heavy security presence in and around the premises of the Supreme Court during the preliminary hearing of NDC's motion to join the suit filed against President Mahama and the EC by the MPP. The situation prevented many supporters of both the NDC and the MPP who thronged the area from getting access into the court and were left hanging around disappointed as they waited anxiously for the outcome of the day's ruling. Here's a report by Bubu Klinogu.
Yeah, many supporters of the MPP and NDC had come from various parts of the capital to show solidarity with their parties. They were, however, left disappointed as the police mounted barricades around the Supreme Court building, denying them access into the building. The police, numbering about 100, were battle ready as they came wielding weapons and in armored cars. They positioned along the streets, inside the premises and the courtroom. Meanwhile, around the building, the supporters waited anxiously for a favorable outcome. Some carried posters and placards with instructions showing support for their parties. After the hearing, I caught up with some of them. They expressed varied opinion on the turn of events.
I came to witness the proceeding in the Supreme Court. I couldn't get opportunity to get inside, but I would have wished to get inside. I believe that the court system is for all of us, all Ghanaians, and therefore I don't see the need to prevent us from going into the court premises. Rather, bringing a lot of policemen, I think we are in danger, which I believe is unacceptable. It's important that we solidify our democracy. So bringing the police and the army and other people to come and intimidate the supporters, I think, is unacceptable. Next time, we are urging them not to bring the police. The court system is for everybody. Let's all go and listen.
Yes.
So that we know that what they are saying is the truth. When we witness and we see that no, it's genuine and it's the truth, then we will accept it.
We are not worried. It's just a beginning. I'm hoping that it won't be adjourned like that until the president of this country today finishes term. I hope that they will go to the matters fast as Ghanaians wanted it. So this matter will not be adjourned until 4 years. We are expecting something better than this.
The MPP is solely saying that we don't want Atuba to be in the panel because his brother has been appointed 3 days today as executive of the presidency. So we don't want him to be there. We are happy now and we hope the next time they are sitting, the panel will be reconstituted so that we shall go with that.
I also caught up with a few other supporters who are apparently supporters of the NDC, and this is also what they have to say.
I also
express satisfaction with the security arrangement and noting that the stakes in the court case are very high, for which reason nothing should be left to chance.
Bubu Klinogu reporting.